to Fearless Dentistry, the podcast where we dive deep into the world of dentistry with your fearless host, Dr. John Gordon. Get ready to uncover the secrets, gain valuable insights, and conquer any dental challenge that comes your way. From advanced techniques, innovative technologies, and the ever-important set skills, Dr. Gordon will fearlessly guide you through the evolving landscape of dentistry. This is Fearless Dentistry with Dr. John Gordon.
Welcome to this episode of the Fearless Dentistry Podcast, and I'm your host, Dr. John Gordon. And it's a pleasure for me to welcome, as our guest this morning, Debbie Calladine. And Debbie Calladine is associated with Conway Consulting. And I kind of stalked you, Debbie, on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a great format to meet up and connect with people that are very like-minded. Mm-hmm. And trying to share, and part of my MO is to help grow our audience and leadership and soft skills of communication, which leads to great leadership. So, Debbie, you're all about soft skills and mindset. So, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here with you.
Yeah, we had a great conversation last week, and we covered a lot of information. Over a short time frame. And so let's see if we can dupe that up and put this on again for him this morning, Debbie. Okay. Mm-hmm. I really like your LinkedIn page. The thing that caught me at the very top is mindset coach. I love that. And you're an educator of the mind, mindset and manifestation coach.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about mindset.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My favorite topic.
All right. I'm going to let you lead off with some great basic information that our audience and followers can grasp onto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, we hear the saying, you know, mindset is everything. And it truly is. And the more, you know, I study this material about the mind, I mean, mindset is our mind. And we all have one. You know, it's one of our great gifts that we've been given. We've been given a mind, a human mind, and we have to learn how to navigate it. We got to learn how to use it. And life really is a mental game. It really, like, it's all about the mind and our mindset. So it's really important to know about the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, you know, our six higher faculties that we're gifted with that separate us from our animals, essentially, how to use them. How to use those six higher faculties, you know, perception, reason, intuition, memory, will, imagination. You know, we're aware of these words, but do we know how to use them? And so the will and the imagination being number one. So I love mindset. Life is a mental game. You got to know how the mind works, especially when you're in sales too. Selling is a mental game also. And that's a whole another topic we can get into, but it's subconscious selling. So for people listening that are in sales, your coach, a consultant, high ticket salesperson in real estate, whatever the case may be, we're always selling something. I think all of us are really, we're selling ourselves or selling a product, a service, whatever. So we got to know how the mind works. That's the mindset. Yeah.
I'm making notes as you're speaking.
I love it.
Yeah. So as you see me looking down, I'm making notes. The one thing I really liked what you just said a minute ago, will and imagination are the number one of the six attributes of the mind. Elaborate a little bit on that.
Yeah. So the will is our ability to focus. And focus, we hear that word thrown around a lot. Like what, and I mean, focus is really important. Focus really shortens the time to achieve our goal. It's the focus. So what we come across in our ideal client at Conway Consulting is somebody kind of with a stronger will, like the will, like, you know, and there's self-will, there's divine will, but the will, and I have a very strong will, but our ideal client at Conway Consulting is somebody with a stronger will, weaker imagination. I would say most people lack in the imagination part. And the imagination is how we start to build the life that we want through our mind, through our that imagination. Because if we don't start to use our imagination to know what we want to achieve in life, like, you know, that's where it all starts. You know, if you look around, you know, your room even, everything was first a thought in somebody's mind. Like this microphone, the computer we're on, you know, the book, the books on our desk, you know, everything we look around in our physical world was first a thought in somebody's mind. And that came from their imagination. So it's really, really important to start to allow ourselves to dream. That's really like the number one thing. We got to allow ourselves to dream. We do that through our imagination. What do we really want? So yeah, it's amazing. When you start to understand how important that faculty really is, you can have whatever you want.
I like that comment. Allow ourselves to dream.
Yes.
You know, I think a lot of people have lost our ability to use our imagination and create the dreams through our imagination, and then also to think in terms of that dream as a possibility.
Yes.
I don't know whether or not, Debbie, I'm kind of thinking that possibly our technology has taken away some of our imagination. Now, there's a lot of people out there, you know, the technology, the iPhones and all of this, as you're mentioning, took tremendous creativity and imagination by a number of people. But yeah. I think you take that, and I think that that may be a small group of people, that there's more that don't know how to use their imagination and don't know how to put together a dream to change your life. And I have to think that some of that is the software and the technology that we depend upon that, so we don't exercise our own imagination. Do you think I'm right?
Absolutely. And, you know, it really, everything starts with a dream first. So I think the best thing a person can start to do is sit down and ask themselves, what do they want? What do you really want? And so, like, put pen to paper. How do you want to live? Like, what kind of relationships do you want? What's your dream career? Like, what do you want to do in this world? Like, what kind of legacy do you want to leave? You know, how much money do you want to earn per month? You know, start to get really, really clear. And I remember when I first met Dave Conway, who I work with and for now, that's the first thing he asked me. He's like, what do you want? I was like, I don't know. I want to make a lot of money. And he explained to me, it's like, okay, well, everybody wants to earn a lot of money. That's not good enough. You got to be very specific because the mind likes specificity. The more specific you are about what you want, the better chance you're going to get it. Because, you know, how is the universe, God, whatever that is for you, supposed to bring you what you want if you don't even know? So it all starts with our marvelous mind. And in that imagination, just sit down and ask yourselves, what do you want?
Yeah.
And what I also find, I'll add to that too, and where we find where the imagination is weak, there's no confidence. So if you lack confidence, that's a problem too, right? Because I say the number one skill trait to be successful, I mean, some people say belief, that's important too, but confidence. Without confidence, you won't have much of an imagination because you don't even allow yourself to go there, which is a shame.
Yeah, I imagine that we suffocate ourselves with all of the negativity around, and we just don't see the ability or the need for imagination, which is sad, because I agree with you that, you know, once the imagination has been shattered and gone, I think a lot of people lose hope.
Yeah, they do.
And that's when they just start, well, that's where their lives become molded by everything and everybody around them rather than themselves.
Absolutely.
And I think that's such a sad state to live in.
Yeah, it is. The spiritual side of all of us is buried deep.
Yes.
Because everybody is operating with the belief system, and that belief system is our paradigm. That's what you can call it, subconscious mind, the paradigm, the unconscious, whatever people refer to it, but we all have one. And the paradigm runs the show. And don't ever underestimate it. And what it is, it's just a multitude of habits and beliefs that are fixed in the subconscious mind. And that was formed up genetically and through your environment growing up. So you know, it's like, okay, if your thinking currently is producing the life you have today, then if you want to go from, let's say we use money because money is measurable, right? If you want to go from 10K a month to 50K a month, well, that involves a different set of beliefs, a different set of thinking. You got to start to think differently. You got to start to think like that person.
Yeah.
And that is no joke. It is, you have to, it is not no joke. Change your thinking, change your life. And we hear a lot of the, we hear a lot of that, right? We hear like, look at this book. This is what book we study in our programs, like Think and Grow Rich.
Yeah.
It's not Work Hard and Grow Rich. Because I'm sure you know a lot of people, those of you listening, you know a lot of people that work, 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 they work very hard. They don't get very far. It's about the thinking. And it's about the unconscious thinking. So we have to try and make the unconscious part of us conscious so that we can change it. And that's a process of unlearning and relearning, essentially. It's all, your thinking's producing your life. My thinking's producing my life.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. When I saw that book, Think and Grow Rich, years ago, the title infatuated me.
Because, it is.
Yeah. The think and the rich part. I'm going, wait a minute. At that point, you know, my life, I was young in the practice of dentistry. And so my practice was more transactional at that point than transformational. And when I made the switch from transactional to transformational, that's when the richness and the beauty and the fulfillment in my practice really occurred. But at that early point years ago, when I'm going to say probably in my late 20s, early 30s, when I came across the Think and Grow Rich, it's at that point it was, John, work harder.
Mm.
Work harder. And don't worry about thinking. Just buckle up, you know. Buckle up, pay the price, boy, and you will, you know, the riches will come. Mm-hmm. And I read a, gosh, this was like in the first 2 to 3 years of my practice, I read an article in Dental Economics magazine that said, work smarter, not harder. And so I started marinating that thought process. And it was a slow marination, but at that point, I didn't know where to go and what material actually to gain the information to start thinking and working smarter. But I was exposed to that concept. So, you know, these things, Debbie, have been around for a long time. You know, you're talking about Lead the Field by Earl Nightingale. We talked about that book last week. Mm-hmm. Show the viewers that book, Debbie.
Yeah, it's a great book. All these books handy for, amazing book by Earl Nightingale.
Yeah. And, mm-hmm. you know, this book was written, I'm going to say, late 40s, early 50s, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And you know, we talked about some other people. We talked about Dale Carnegie. We talked about Napoleon Hill. We talked about Norman Vincent Peale. I have another author that I really like, Warren Bennis, who has the book on becoming a leader. And he was kind of the father of leadership development when he wrote that book. And then I have a book also that was written 1902 by James Allen, As a Man Thinketh.
Oh, yes. Great book. Yeah. Yes.
And, you know, the book opens up with this aphorism. It says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Mm, yes.
Bingo.
Bingo. That's it.
Then I read another book. I don't remember the name of it, but it said, what you are driving for and seeking is seeking you also with the same intensity with which you are seeking it.
Yes, it's vibration. Another,
another bingo moment. Okay, so here's Earl Nightingale in Lead the Field, and this is at the very start of the book, and he says, the one magic word is the first chapter.
Yeah, magic word. Yeah, attitude. Yeah.
Exactly. The attitude. He says the most important single factor that that guarantees good results day in, day out, all the months and years of our lives is a healthy attitude. Mm-hmm. Attitude is the magic word. Bingo.
Bingo.
We don't need to say anymore, but let's do.
Yeah.
Let's Let's shift that into the mindset. Mm-hmm. Okay. You mentioned earlier that part of our mindset can be genetically, a good part of it is environmental. As we're growing up, it's how we're parented. It's what we're exposed to as youngsters. We see, it's kind of like one of the old silly sayings, monkey see, monkey do.
Right.
Monkey hear, monkey do. And so we start acting as our environment teaches us as a young adult, mm-hmm. well, as a young child. Mm-hmm. And so, Debbie, when someone is entrenched in that and they, as a youngster, and then as an adolescent, and then as a young adult, how do they shuck that? What's the best way for them to look at and say, you know, I don't like my way of life. Yeah. How can I share with us?
Yeah, I love that question because that's I get to talk with people all around the world as a mindset coach with Conway Consulting, and I've been working on Dave's team for 2.5 years. So I speak with people all around the world about their goals, about what they want, how their, you know, how their beliefs are manifesting their life. And so how we change the paradigm, that belief system, there's two ways. One we have no control over, and the other one we do. And the one we don't have control over is an emotional impact where something in your life happens. It's usually something negative, a death, a divorce, a car crash, whatever it might be. They affect our way of thinking. They really change our perception of the world, and they change our perception of ourselves too. But we don't want to change our paradigm and unconscious mind that way. The only way that we have control over changing it is repetition of thought. This is super important for you listeners. Write this down. Like if you can grasp this, it can change your life like night and day. Repetition of thought and elite level coaching and studying. So repetition of thought, because what happens is people keep thinking about their life the way it is, and they keep repeating that same story. So repetition of thought of the new ideas. What do you want to see happen in your life? This is why the affirmations, people talk so openly. You hear that word a lot, the affirmations, the visualization. So you got to keep thinking about what you want. I am so happy and grateful now that affirm that you already have it. Visualize you reaching those goals, like almost come from the end, like act as if you're already that person. They say, fake it till you make it. Well, be it till you are it. So be that person in your, and it starts in your mind, in that marvelous mind of yours, because we use the five senses to sometimes control our life. Well, the five senses are only designed to tell us where we are. It's the higher faculties that we start to use to start to live the life we want. So it starts with a goal. It starts with what do you want? And then you start to affirm that goal. So repetition of thought over and over and over and over again is how you rewire your brain. It's the same way when you're a child. You don't just hear your name once and you remember it. Repetition of hearing John, 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 right? You eventually, you know, okay, my name is John. It's the same way as like reprogramming your mind, repetition. And then can you do it without a mentor? If you do, if you don't have a mindset coach, you're going way too slow. You're going way too slow. And so mentorship is just the transference of ideas and belief. So what you're after really is ideas. And sometimes when we're solopreneurs, when we're kind of like business owners, we're doing all of the things on our own. It's tough to navigate everything. So that's why a mentor is so important, because they believe in you until you believe in yourself. Right? You get new ideas, and one idea can change your life. You get an idea, you're like, boom, I'm going to take that idea. And so it's the repetition of thought combined with the environment that you're in, whether that's a mentor, like a mastermind group, like there's a whole chapter in Think and Grow Rich on a mastermind group. You know, that is super power. If all you ever did was change your environment and get around people, like if you want to become a millionaire, like we hear this, right? You got to surround yourself with millionaires. That is no joke. That is no joke. You change your environment, you change your life, because you start to get new ideas. You start to think differently. So I know I'm sharing a lot of stuff right now, but it's like, how? So when it comes back, you ask the question, how do we change? First, you got to desire change. You got to really want it. And desire is the first chapter in Think and Grow Rich. Desire is the starting point of all change. Therefore, You know, the law of polarity states that lack of desire is the starting point of all failure. You know, those of you listening, it's like when you really, really want something, like I know I won a fitness competition in the past, well, it was about 8 years ago. I desired that. Like I did everything I had to do to get to that, to win that. And I did. But my desire was a 10 out of 10. Did I have to build that desire every day? I did, because days I didn't want to work out, days I didn't want to meal prep and eat the chicken and, you know, healthy food. But I wanted that goal so badly and I got it. So you have to have that 10 out of 10 desire, because if your desire is weak, you ain't going to get that goal. So you got to keep going to the imagination, like really thinking about what is that goal going to do for you and your future and your family. Right. So that's, I know, a long winded, but repetition of thought, elite level coaching, mentorship, and study. You study powerful information, you study yourself, and you study yourself in relation to the material. That's how you change the paradigm.
I love that answer. And that was coming from your heart.
Yeah, I'm passionate about it.
I can see you, Debbie, and you're not reading that at all. So that's coming from your heart and from your appreciation and understanding and dedication to the material and the information. I really like that.
And the other thing is, what we don't fix, our children will inherit.
Oh boy.
And that's, ouch, that can be painful, but that's a reason to change.
You bet. And that's where the legacy, you mentioned legacy earlier, and that's where the legacy comes in. And whether or not we know it or think about it or even have any appreciation for leaving legacies, people a lot of times don't even think in those terms.
Right.
But you are leaving one, whether you think so or not.
Yeah.
And being aware of that possibility and who you are, it's kind of like Steve Jobs says, you know, leave a dent in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what dent and how big of a dent and what kind of a dent will you leave? And those are things that I've thought about for years and, you know, didn't really put it in those simple terms. But, you know, I look at my grandchildren and I look at children all around and it's kind of like, how are we directing them? What's their world going to be like? And, you know, there's so much controversy and negativity out there right now. There's so many camps of, conflict. How can we positively affect our grandchildren? And I think, you know, we're speaking in those terms of having a mindset of gratitude and the attitude of the fact that you can change people. But the way that you change, like Earl Nightingale says, the world reflects back to you exactly what you give to the world.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
You know, the first place to look, I know, when people are in failure is to look at themselves mm-hmm. instead of blaming the outside world. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I did in my practice is if I had an employee that gave me notice, my first thoughts would be, what? I've not been a very good leader with them. I've not made this to where they really feel gratitude in my practice and with my leadership. And so I questioned that. And so it needs to be an internal thing instead of looking external, don't you think?
Absolutely. It's so important. You know, one of the best things I've ever heard, and well, I've heard a lot of great things since being mentored by Dave, it's like, we're not to blame for our results, but we are responsible to change them. And so that's what comes to mind when you say that. It's like, we're not to blame because we didn't choose our parents. We didn't choose how we were raised in the environment we were raised in, but we are responsible to change. So we can't blame. Like a lot of people do, they blame. They're like, well, if this, I had this, or if I had different parents, or if I was raised different, if I wasn't adopted, or all these things that people come up with, right? If I didn't, you know, have that, it's like, no, look in the mirror. Who else is manifesting your life but you? Who else is manifesting my life but me?
Yeah.
Right? That's it. Yeah. And so if you don't like how things are, the only thing you can control is your thinking, your attitude, your mindset. That's it. The rest of the world, the outside world, is we can't change it. We have no control over it. So we have to know what we want, and we have to develop that mindset and the skill set to go get it.
Yeah.
That's it. Otherwise, we're going to live with regrets and no thank you. That's not for me.
You know, that's one thing that I, when I talk with people about the psychology of life, one thing I emphasize, and I think a lot of people overlook it, is the existence of regret. That's a big one. Because we do things throughout our life, and at a certain point, you do arrive at a moment where you reflect back and go, I regret what I did.
Yeah.
And how could I have learned from that and not duplicate that again in my life? Again, we get back what we send out. Mm-hmm. Powerful.
So it, you know what? And it's impossible to put good out in the universe and not get it back. So you do get what you give. And so you got to be willing, like, graciously receive. How does that thing go? Willingly give and graciously receive.
Boy, that's
a beautiful way to live.
Isn't it though? And that last part, graciously receive, because the gifts that people give us, they're giving those gifts to us because they want us to have them, and they want us to have and enjoy the experience that that gift brings to you. So the best thing that you can do is to graciously receive that gift, mm-hmm. and then thank them periodically times after for receiving that gift.
Yeah, to have a servant heart is really important. And, you know, a little bit about Dave Conway, like, he worked with and for the legendary Bob Proctor. And Bob Proctor was the best mindset coach in the world. Dave is Bob Proctor 2.0, no question. We've had a lot of our clients say he's even better than Bob. Bob, bless his beautiful heart. He was such a beautiful man. I never had the pleasure of meeting him, but there's a book, like, Bob's written many books, Change Your Paradigm, Change Your Life. His son, Brian Proctor, wrote a book, My Father Knew the Secret. Huh. And the first chapter, I like cried. I'm like, oh my gosh, Bob had such a beautiful heart right until the day he died. He always left people with the impression of increase everywhere he went. He was in so much pain dying, and he still made people laugh, like the nurses and the people that were at his bedside. I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to be like that. I want to leave everybody better than I met them. Like, I want to leave everyone with the impression of increase. And that's a beautiful way to have, like, your mindset too. It's like, you, when you meet people, it's like, are you their mentor or are they your mentor? So when someone's giving you a bad attitude or bad service, it's like, don't harmonize with their paradigm. You're better than that. Like, not better than them, but you can behave better. You can show them that you don't have to be that way.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's, having a servant heart is really important. So Dave was mentored by Bob Proctor, and he, you know, like, now we teach that material. We teach Think and Grow Rich. We teach people how to change their thinking to produce the life that they want. And that's really at the core of true change and manifestation.
Yeah. You know, the majority of my audience and community are dentists, Debbie, and you shared something earlier about, I think it was imagination and the ability to sell people. And, you know, selling people, whether it's a treatment plan or anything else, and selling it correctly, selling it for the right purpose, the right reason. Expand upon that, because I want our audience to, a lot of the dentists, they do struggle with the ability to have patients accept a treatment plan that they need because they lack the communication skills and the confidence to talk to these people about that.
Yeah.
Share with them more about that particular concept, Debbie.
You know what? First thing I want to share is that selling isn't doing something to someone. It's doing something for someone. And our success in life depends on our ability to sell. That's a quote from Napoleon Hill, I think. Their success in life depends on our ability to sell. And so selling is doing something for someone. So a big thing in sales, and what we teach at Conway Consulting, is we teach subconscious selling. We teach how to sell on desire and imagination. So a big thing for the dentist, for anybody in sales, is that you got to open up prospects' imagination to, one, you got to know what they want. And then two, really start to like have them imagine what their life is going to be like when they have that. Like the whole mouth thing, like my daughter is just getting Invisalign. And so in my mind, I'm like, how are you going to feel when your teeth are all like exactly how you want them? And she's like, oh, I'm going to be more confident. I'm going to smile more. Like, right. And so she starts to dream that. She starts to imagine that. And then boom, that's you sell on imagination. It's really the missing piece for so many people. You got to speak to their head and their heart, not just logic. Because a lot of people out there are very left brained, very logical. You got to get into people's imagination. That is the key to sales. The imagination piece is massive. So get them to imagine what their life is like when they have this goal, when they have this, their teeth fixed.
That is so important. Oh, for me, Debbie, in my practice, that was the bottom line name of the game. And we talked about this last week in our onboarding call is the thing that I did. And with my patients was I would always ask them, I know that you have imagined your life with your new smile, and I know that you have imagined who you are and how you carry yourself. Share with me what that has looked like and what that has felt like for you. And what I wanted them to do is I wanted to, and I would ask questions to get deeper clarity and deeper understanding. I wanted to know how big their imagination was.
Mm. Beautiful.
And I love it. Yeah. And, you know, part of that, I also wanted to get a feel for their courage, for their ability to imagine themselves. Because that gave me a little bit also of an idea of their environment and their surroundings.
Yes.
At home. And so once I felt like I was as clear as I could be to the extent of understanding the dream that they had built, then I would shift them back just real quickly to where they are at, knowing that that dream was in the room then at that point. The dream filled that room.
And it lit them right up, I bet.
Yeah. And it was... As they were building that dream, an interesting thing happened with every patient. There was no exception to this, Debbie. I could see a physical transformation in the posture of them sitting in the chair, how they were holding themselves, their shoulders, and their facial expressions. I saw it every time. Wow. No exaggeration.
I love that.
Then when I said, okay, now let's come back to today, I didn't see them slump back into their prior physical existence when they first sat down in the chair. They had postured themselves, and I could see their confidence keeping them in that postured moment. And it was like, all right, I love this. They have got this. They've got it. And then all we had to do together was to build the treatment plan. And not always were they able to do it at that point, but I had people coming back, Debbie, 9 years afterwards saying, I'm ready. They stayed committed. They stayed within that imagination. They held that dream. They held that emotion. I just love that. The transformation of their physical self and their mind. Mm. And all of it was having them clearly share with me through their imagination and creativity their dream.
Amazing. That's so beautiful that you did that in your practice, because I don't meet a lot of dentists that do that. But you said a word there, and it does. You said courage. It does involve courage to step out and to think differently and to make that change. It takes a lot of courage.
Yes.
It really does. That's a really great word, because imagine your life if you don't do it, and imagine your life with it. What would you rather? Sure, it's going to cost you some money, but imagine how much money you're going to actually probably earn because of your confidence now.
Yes. Yeah.
You know?
It when we finished with our patients and the case was completed, I'd have them come back 2 weeks afterwards to do a final fine-tuning appointment and have a post-treatment conversation with them. Mm-hmm. And again, almost every patient, when they would come back, their facial expression and their smile was there. Mm-hmm. And it was, they were so different from that first appointment.
I bet.
To this one. And it was just, it's like, this is what life is about. And I could not, they would give me credit. I was part of the transformational process, but I could not have done anything, Debbie, if they hadn't had the courage to say yes to themselves, to dream their biggest dreams, to believe in themselves, and to understand the possibility that there was greatness within them.
Yeah.
And by us working together, all I did was present them the opportunity, but they did the hard work of making the decision, having the courage to follow through with that decision, and having the courage to tell the people around them, I'm doing this, and not let them shut them down. Mm-hmm. So I knew that there was a lot to it. With that
decision, it's a yes. whole chapter in this book. Every decision, leads to what's next.
Yes.
So, Bob Proctor said something, and he said, if you don't make a decision in 20 seconds, you don't deserve to win. That's kind of harsh. And when you think about it, it's like successful people make decisions quickly because they know what they want.
Yes.
And they change them slowly. So decision is really, everyone should read that chapter, because one of the things, like when you say all that, it reminds me that, you know what, the spiritual side of them, we're all spiritual beings and that part of us is perfect. But you know what? It's buried deep, deep inside of us through the conditioning, through our environment, the people around us, our belief system. We don't think we can have what we want. The spiritual side of us is perfect. So intuition always comes first. So when you ask people, do you want to do this? I do. And then anything after the but is the paradigm.
Yes.
But I can't afford it. Or but what's my spouse going to say? Okay, that's the paradigm talking. That's not serving you. The spiritual side of you is your intuition, and that's saying yes. So you got to do it.
Yeah.
When you start acting like that with the courage that you, like you said, you watch how fast your life change in every area.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people's stories of origin as to who they are today is kind of smothered with the concept that they're not good enough. I don't deserve this. And so this is where, today's episode, and this is why I wanted to bring you on, was to throw the concept out here with people that they can change. Mm-hmm. And, it's within them to make the difference. If they don't care for where their life is at and they want to make changes, they want to change their practice, they want to grow their practice in a different direction, is to self-reflect first. And what do you want? Where are you at now? And why are you where you are at? And as lead field and the information that you have from Conway Consulting is telling people you are at where you are at because you decided that's where you want to be.
So true. It also takes honest reflection.
Yes.
And that can sometimes really hurt.
Yes.
Results don't lie. So when you're like honest with yourself, it's like, okay, I do that, or I do have that habit, or I do have that belief. Okay, I need to change that. Becoming aware of it and then doing whatever you need to do to change it. Because if nothing changes, nothing changes. I know that's so cliche, but it's so true. Change the outside, we have to change the inside.
Yes. There's a funny little thing about golf that the golf ball does not lie to us, Debbie. The golf ball does exactly what it does because of what and how we have hit it. Mm-hmm. And until we learn how to hit the golf ball straight, the golf ball is always going to go in a different direction. And so it ain't the arrow, it's the Indian. So,
yeah, there you go. I love that.
We need to have a greater appreciation for our attitude and our mindset in how we craft and design our own life.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we can be the example and we can inspire others to change too.
You bet. You bet.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And that's the thing that I want to do with this episode is challenge our audience out there, Debbie, to realize and really appreciate that, as you said, they can change their life by changing their attitude, by going in and repetition of thought, study, and get a mentor, be it with you and Conway Consulting. But it is really hard to make great changes by ourselves, particularly when we have no idea what we're doing and how to go about doing it.
Yeah, we all need direction in life.
We all do.
And there's no shame in that.
There's no shame in that at all.
No, we all need help to get to new levels.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a great episode, Debbie. We'll bring this home and share with the audience how is the best way for them to get hold of you if they would like to seek more information and information about Conway Consulting and how to get with a good mentor.
Yeah, I think the best way, because email can go to spam and you miss certain things. So I think just my phone number. I can just give my phone number.
Sure. Okay.
306-260-1031. And that's the best way. Or connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn, you know, 3-4 times a day. I've checked my messages. So reach out to me there on LinkedIn. I share lots of inspiring, lots of educational posts. So happy to hear from you wherever that might be, wherever you hang out.
You do, and
Instagram. I'm on Instagram at DC Mindset Coach, and I'm on Facebook as Debbie Kaledin as well.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. They can go to the LinkedIn, and then they can go to a little icon to the side, and it'll show them your contact information there also.
Perfect. Okay.
And so you are easy to get a hold of, and you do respond quickly. I can verify that. You responded within minutes to my request for a podcast. And so you are quick with that. Debbie, I appreciate a lot you spending time with me today and our audience. I know that in listening to this, they're going to start scratching their head and start looking and understanding and appreciating that they are in more control of their life and what they think.
Absolutely.
So I think we can carry this a little bit further. We'll do another episode here sometime. And again, this has been an episode of the Fearless Dentistry Podcast. And I'm your host, Dr. John, and our guest has been Debbie Kaledin.
Thank you so much, Dr. John.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on Fearless Dentistry with Dr. John Gordon. Stay fearless, keep pushing boundaries, and continue making a lasting impact in dentistry. Subscribe for more fearless conversations. Until next time, keep spreading smiles.